www.cdc.gov. Share this information with your friends and family.
All right, we're back here in my little holiday hut. Right here on Dakota Avenue, toasty warm. I love Fridays. I love this hour on a Friday. Get to talk with Brianna Koval and then switch gears and talk with our good friends at CHI St. Francis. President Terry Anderson usually in. But, hey, she sent the A-team in.
Yes.
Sarah, step on up. I introduced you to the show, 2 weeks ago?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we were talking about lymphedema.
Correct.
All right. And good information on that. Thank you for that.
Of course.
So you're in here today to introduce Hannah, which a little more PT information is what we're going after today, right?
Yep. So Hannah's a physical therapist at CHI St. Francis as well, and she's going to give a little background on a new service line that we're getting in 2025, which is dry needling.
Okay. Hannah, grab the mic.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be here. Thanks for having us.
Good to have you here. Thank you for coming in on a cold morning. Dry needling. Now, we've heard of this. Specifically, if you kind of thumbnail it for us, what is this?
Yeah, so it's similar to acupuncture. I would say a little bit different because we're trying to hit certain structures with acupuncture. It's more, you know, channeling energy along meridians or things like that. So it's a small needle going into the skin, more specifically like musculature, surrounding nerves, tendons, things like that, trying to help pain. It has a bunch of different mechanisms to help that.
Did this originate kind of like acupuncture?
Yeah, so a lot of the research...
Just kind of an offshoot, maybe?
Yeah, so a lot of the research we have is from acupuncture, and we kind of brought it over to our own, like, dry needling research.
Okay.
So, yeah, a lot of it is from acupoints and similar, very similar.
So what does this kind of treat specifically? It's kind of a big question, but...
So we have a bunch of different protocols. So it can be anywhere from plantar fasciitis, shoulder pain, trigger points are what we more think of like as knots. If you have some tight muscles, we can get in there. So a bunch of knee arthritis, anything. There's a ton of protocols we have for specific pathologies or just generalized pain.
Are you seeing a lot of people coming in for this? Or are you recommending this to a lot of people coming in?
Yeah, there's a lot of research out for it. And we're kind of at CHI using it as, I would say, an adjunct to therapy. So we're coming in, doing exercise, doing manual therapy, and then also sticking some needles in to help with the pain. And I'm seeing a lot of good outcomes with it.
Good results with that.
It's really fun, yes.
Well, that's what I was going to get to. This has to be exciting for you because anytime I hear of dry needling, people just rave about it. It was like I was in so much pain with this. I was in so much pain with that. I got this procedure done, and it worked miracles. That's got to be exciting
from
your end.
Yes, it's a lot of – I always say in the physical therapy world, like, there isn't any instant gratification. Like, it isn't any instant, so it's kind of fun when people are coming in. They're having, you know, 8 out of 10 pain before the session. We stick a couple needles in, and there's actually a research study. Someone was having knee pain, and we're needling their hip, and their knee pain goes away. So it's more than just getting a localized response. There's a response, like, at the central nervous system level of responding to needles, and then they're walking out of the session with minimal pain, 2 out of 10 pain, and it's the most instant gratification in some way that patients are...
And it is kind of an ancient art form.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, this is tried and true.
Yeah.
You know, definitely proof's in the pudding with this.
Yeah,
it's
really
hard to keep up with all the information coming in on this and the education with it?
Yeah. So I love learning. We do a lot of evidence-based practice. And this is fairly new. This hasn't been around for forever like a lot of therapy things or things like that. And so new research is coming out in the program that I took my course through actually has their own blog and everything. So looking back at that, finding the research, and that was a big part of the course. It wasn't just, hey, let's do this, let's stick one here. It's this is the science. These are all the research articles, and this is what we're finding.
And these are tiny little needles, right?
Tiny.
So if people think you're a pincushion, that's not
tiny,
the way it is.
Tiny needles. I don't like needles in regards to like IVs, things like that. These mm-hmm. are tiny, tiny needles, like 0.18 of a millimeter.
Right.
So they aren't as, they don't, it's not a catheter. There's no injectate going into you. It's just a needle going in. You can leave it in there for 10, 20 minutes, let it sit. And then you pull it out, or you can just go in, fan a little bit around, trying to hit a muscle knot, and then coming out. Sometimes when you do hit a knot, it'll get like a twitch response, but that's not necessarily what we're looking for. But there's many, many different things we can do with it.
Incredible information, and obviously you see this expanding.
Yeah.
And it'll just keep growing.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. So if people have questions about this or listening to this, and it's like, I need to know more because I'm in pain, and I need help with this. Just contact you at CHI.
Yeah, so we have direct access, so you can always come without a referral, but also seeing your provider, getting a referral to CHI,
okay.
coming in, seeing us, and we'll help you out.
All right. I can't thank you enough. What great information. And folks, if you missed any of this, we're going to podcast this interview later on this afternoon, so you can go back and listen to it again. Hannah, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Sarah, thank you. Have a Merry Christmas, both of you.
Thank you.
926 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. You got sunshine and four below. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson.
2024 was a record year for beef prices. Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Livestock Economist David Anderson says the cash market for fed cattle traded within a $10 range.
We got to a little over 190 about mid-year, declined down to 180. We're back up to 190 again. And so, you know, really since February, we've been between 180 and 190, a little bit of movement back and forth. But that's actually higher than last year, almost every week this year for a weekly average price. So prices are better than they were a year ago. But again, you know, we've been sort of stuck in this band and we've been unable to really break out over 190 consistently. I think that's something that's going to change in 2025, where we're going to see some higher prices.
He adds that beef production is likely keeping a lid on prices.
You know, if we looked at the statistics, we've produced less beef than we did a year ago. But thinking about beef between non-fed cull cow beef that's going to hamburger,